Hey, what's up? Lost Zane recording time. Know that as I'm making this, I am doing this on the down low. I snuck away on Christmas, 12/25, 2021, at 4:55 p.m. as I speak. All right, you're hearing this much later because it doesn't air till a couple days after or get published. But know that I pulled myself away from the festivities. All the festivities going on as of right this second are food cooking. The prime rib is cooking right now. The Queen of the Forest is playing Ms. Pac-Man. Kevy, the NFK, is playing racquetball. No, I'm kidding. He's sitting there watching TV. Madison is examining her new crystals that she got for Christmas. All right. Let's get after this. The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Welcome to Adam Pringle, newest member on Patreon. You're the best. Okay. So anyway, if you want the full show, it's $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams. It's all there. 15 plus hours per week. Nobody gives you more on Patreon. I put a lot of stuff up there. The Patreon bonus is the thing I do every single day once the free podcast is done. I podcast for two and a half hours on the free podcast. That's driven, powered by advertisers. But the Patreon, there's no ads. It's just me, you, interacting and then screaming at people who piss me off and no ads for another 30, 40 minutes. Okay? That's how that goes. Try it out for a month. If it sucks, cancel it. If you like it, there you go. I do this to make more cash, frankly. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. If you really want to help out the show, throw some money at the Patreon. But I'm not one of these that's going to say, yeah, I'm not giving you anything for your money. I'm giving you all that content. I work my ass off on it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay? I'm not going to be like Stu and beg. Stu begs on his show. He's like, oh, okay, it's only, that's a cup of coffee. I'm like, no, don't beg for the people. It's great shit. You don't want them to miss out. So much shit happens on the Patreon. Plus, I do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with Fuckface Ben. All right? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recording.
It's the Eric Zane Show, bright and early Monday morning. Show number 130 is underway. Boy, Julius is here. Welcome in, buddy.
Good morning.
Tyler Doan is here. Taking your calls at 800-785-1073. We've got an APB out on Jeremy from Saranac. I need to know what happened with his trying to fight the tickets that he wasn't supposed to get. Tyler, be on the lookout for his phone call.
He has one phone call to make from prison. It's going to be us.
Absolutely. 800-785-1073. When he calls to give us the background quickly as to what happened to him that led him to be in front of a judge. And if any of our listeners have had to be in front of a judge at any one time, if it's interesting, please call. Phone calls into the show brought to you by our friends at Allen Bob's. Oh, Merle's going to be in today. I forgot to put Merle down on the show plan. Who could possibly forget Mondays with Merle? Merle days. When Mr. Excitement comes in here, you know what I want to talk to Merle about is those idiots in Coopersville that tried to kill the entire duck population last week. We talked about that story.
Did we talk about that on Monday? Didn't we already talk to him about it?
Or we didn't talk Tuesday? To Merle. It was after. I think that took place on a little bit later in the week. But so Merle will be, and I got to put that down. How could you possibly forget that? Also, emails into the show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. You can email the show anytime, eric@ericzaneshow.com, oj@ericzaneshow.com. So, where to begin on a crazy weekend, I guess, in sports? And would you want to start with the bad or would you want to start with the good?
Let's start with the good. Why not?
The good, let's start. First of all, your Grand Rapids Griffins win two games to start the season, home and away against Chicago.
Right. Remember last week I said if Anthony Mantha plays in the AHL for most of the season, he will be the leading scorer. I believe he is.
He's tied. Callahan had two goals in the first game, Mitch Callahan. And as you, and we've talked about, maybe there is a spot for Mitch Callahan on the Red Wings.
I was the only believer.
As a tough guy, fourth liner, maybe a third liner.
Rather have him than Miller. Less money.
Young, hungry. His first goal.
Definitely wanted more than not.
Got things going for the Griffins, and then he got an empty netter late in the game. They've got a terrific scoring defenseman on that team named Robbie Russo. Robbie Russo, his plus-minus last year, I believe it set a record in the history, like the 100-year history of the American League. He was like plus 40 last year.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Plus 40? Yeah, I see that. That's crazy.
I don't know what the actual total was, but it was...
No, you're right.
What,
it was it 40? Exactly plus 40, yeah.
So, can you...
34 assists, my God.
Does that mean, and he's a very good defenseman, too, does that mean that you're on the ice when the team scores, you get a plus?
Correct.
And if you're on the ice when the team gives up a goal, you get a minus?
Correct, yep.
So, he was known as Mr. Plus Minus. Yeah, no, it just doesn't sound that great to call him Mr. Plus Minus. Doesn't have a ring to it. But nevertheless, he... Plus 40 last year.
34 assists, my goodness. I wish he was a little bit taller, a little bit bigger.
Yep.
But, I mean, 6 feet, 195, I think it's probably better than some of the Wings players they have now.
Sound player defensively and big on the power play scores. He has enough touch with all those assists. My gosh. And he got a goal on Saturday night when because it was home and home at Grand Rapids at Chicago. And they start off the season 2-0.
Very good.
Jared Coro, the goalie for your Griffins, was terrific in net in that first game. He was the number one star. In fact, it was Mantha star 3, Callahan 2, and then Coro.
Game 2, Mantha was star number 1, Coro number 2.
Nice.
Those two are off to a good start.
So looking
if
good.
Only they could have dumped Jimmy Howard and brought Coro up. That would have been great.
Tyler has heard from Jeremy and says that Jeremy told him he'll call once he gets to work. So I imagine.
So he is not in prison. That's good.
That is. That's,
unless he means work in
it's
prison.
A good sign. It's a good sign. Jeremy was actually at the Griffins game on Friday. He tweeted a picture of him and his son. We had a lot of. But you know what? I forgot to post to the Facebook page, and I'll do that during the show today, is the video of the Happy Gilmore shoot that we played. That was a fun time. We'll post that to the Facebook page a little bit later on. More good news. The Lions. Here they come. Here come the Lions.
Okay. I still don't think it was a good thing necessarily.
That's
but
right.
They're the on their way to 7-9, 8-8.
You're the second person to tell me that. And my son, I was talking with him on the phone, and this was a quote. He goes, "Yeah, so the Lions won." And he goes, "I'm just not happy about
That's
it."
That's what I said last week, and I was just kind of the same way. Like, I almost knew they were going to win. I knew Prater was going to make that field goal, and I can't be happy about it.
Now, is it
all
because,
you Lemmings?
Is it because
think it's great?
The it just leads us to that mediocre record again.
Yeah.
Are you saying either win them all or lose them all? Right.
Exactly. Okay. Win them all or lose them all.
And you're thinking that with those two wins in a row, now they're. They're not going to continue on this run, what you're suggesting.
No, they're not. And now, but like, it's hard to fire a coach at 8-8, 7-9. You're like, okay, let's try it again. And I feel like that's what they're doing. They're like, let's try it again. Why not?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's
the Lions.
It's basically as soon as you fire the coach, odds are you're going to have to again go down
start all over
rebuilding thing.
But I'd rather do that than this. They're just going to bring back Jim Caldwell, and everyone's going to be like. 7-9, 8-8. That's good. Next year, 7-9, 8-8. It's okay.
Is there any Lions audio that you want to play from the game last night? Or should we circle back to that a little bit later on as the Lions are victorious? This is from the radio broadcast, the Lions.
Todd Gurley. And you got to get after those guys and make sure they don't hurt you.
Listen to that.
Lions show a four-man front, two deep safeties in the back end of that defense. First and 10 Rams from their own 25. Keenum's got it. Back. Looks, throws. It is caught out at the 29-yard line.
Who cuts these highlights?
This is what's interesting about this is they're supposed to be like 10, 15 second sound bikes.
It's a minute 17.
It's a minute 17 of just.
At least they're getting highlights.
Of any play.
Straight to the line.
Here we go.
Minute 10 to go. Clock moving.
This is the big play. To seal it.
Keenum back, throws over the middle. It is picked off by the Lions. Intercepted by Raphael Bush. Put this game away. For the second consecutive week, the Lions come up with a big pick late in the game to ice it. Keenum went for the big shot deep middle. Raphael Bush was...
Hey everybody, Joe Pellizzi, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
There to say, not today.
Now, why try that again? We saw what happened last week when you go deep. Why even try that right now?
So, with the Lions, I am not, I've gotten to a point where it went to, seriously into them years ago to then kind of not caring. And now I'm kind of like, if they lose, no sweat. If they win, great. I actually am.
I'm more disappointed that they win than they lose. That's where it's gotten
me. I'm not. If they win, I'm happy for them. And if the fans are happy and they enjoyed themselves and there's something for them to cheer about, I like that. I like it when people leave that place in a good mood. Lions fans have been through so much. These super duper Lions fans. I can't say I'm in that realm anymore because it's, whatever. But if they win, I really am happy. If they lose, I want them to go out really, really blow it up.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. They're not going to go out like that. It's just going to continue, like I said, 7-9, 8-8. We're just going to be in a perpetual state of mediocrity.
When I busted out that 2-14 prediction, I had no idea. I was just simply, whatever. I don't have any knowledge or anything like that. And they have gotten past that. They already have three wins. So, good.
Watch. They're going to lose the next three, and then they're going to win the next four. And then everyone's going to get happy again, and then they're going to lose, the last three games.
So they host Washington in the next game.
They're on a roll right now, too. They won four in a row after starting 0-2. They're playing really well.
Yep. So Kirk Cousins is still the man there?
Yes, he is. He's playing really, really well, too.
Okay. Now, we conclude our... Well, no, you know what? There's still more good news.
There is?
Well...
Western Michigan.
Western Michigan, Central Michigan. We'll start with Central. They're 5-2 now. It's very good for them, and they've been winning. They lost to a very good Western team, and I don't know who else they lost. I think it was a top school.
You said Western, and
I forgot who else that Central lost to, but it doesn't matter. They're still doing very well, and then Western is not only winning,
they're just destroying
teams now. You get the feeling that they're trying to capture kind of like a Boise State type of feel for the year, where they finish like ninth or eighth in the rankings if they continue to win. And at 7-0. They're surrounded by top level schools that are 5-2, things like that. Like Tennessee is right near them in the rankings, I believe, in the AP poll. Western's like 20 now, something like that.
Western is 20, yeah. Did you see what Akron did before that, before getting jail sex by them?
No.
They took an oar, you know, because rowed the boat.
Right.
They took an oar and they burned it. They were all huddling around it.
Yeah, that's like, their Super Bowl.
That's good. Good job,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, really. Pep the...
Might want to back it up with something after that. My goodness.
Yeah, just lay low. Yeah. Don't do anything to incite the team that's been destroying everybody.
You think PJ Fleck took kindly to that? No.
Excuse me. So, that's
that. Who
burns
an oar?
Yeah, that's just stupid. Considering the fact that Fleck created Row the Boat, when his life was faced with something terrible, experienced the loss of a child, something that no person should ever have to endure. That's where that came from.
Right. And you're going to...
So what you're doing there is, without knowing the history of Row the Boat, or maybe you do, if they do know the history of Row the Boat and how that came to be, which...
I doubt it.
They, you know, if you're Fleck, you're like, oh, okay, great. Well, we're going to kill you. You're dead. 41-0.
I saw a little bit of that game. Like, very little bit, but I saw a little bit. And I was like, damn.
Boy, Fleck, man, he can do no wrong. I'll bet you if that guy's walking down the street in Kalamazoo, people will be like, oh, my God, look at this. Asking for his autograph, getting a picture taken, the whole deal.
He's walking big and bad today.
That is terrific.
Up to number 20. If they keep winning, they're gonna get into the top 15 pretty quick here.
That is terrific. I'm happy for them as well. There's a couple bits of bad news. Do you want to start with football or hockey?
Let's start with football, because I don't really care about Michigan State that much.
Michigan State, man, Spartan fans are reeling with a, what is it, 54-40?
Yeah, I believe it's the most points ever given up at Spartan Stadium. Can't believe it. I thought they would be able to beat Northwestern, but it was just not happening. I mean, they go to Maryland next. Maryland's not great, but they're not terrible. I can see them losing that. Then Michigan's coming in. I'm worried as a Michigan fan that Michigan State could pull something out, but I'm getting less worried by the day because this team looks actually bad.
Well, you know, okay, whatever happens at Maryland, but the Michigan State game, I believe, you throw that out the window. You throw all records
That's
out
what
the
I
window.
Think. That's why I'm not going to say they're going to win
yet. Street fight. Where is it?
It's in East Lansing.
Okay. That is their national championship game. So
it would almost make their season if they were able to do that.
If you are the Michigan State Spartans and a Spartan fan and you lose all your games, but you beat Michigan.
Oh, that makes it for you.
That is a successful year, frankly. It has to be. You're not happy and at the overall outcome. But, you know, you can still take your finger and jam it in, quote, Big Brother's eye and say in your face.
Michigan State might not make a bowl game this year. That's how bad they are. They are.
What are they, 2-5?
2-4 right now. They've only played 6 games. So, yeah, they're 2-4 right now. And they might not make a bowl game.
Ah, you know, I don't know about that. I think what a guy wins 6.
I'm looking at their schedule. Usually 6, yeah.
Okay. Well, they got to turn it around fast,
yeah,
man.
They do. I mean, if they lose to Maryland, it's over.
Went out, and then they can go 8-4. It's still a big disappointment, but you can go have a good, strong bowl.
They have more of a chance of losing out than they do winning out.
Wow. Who would have thought that? I didn't see that coming. Did you see that coming, them doing this poorly?
I didn't think they'd be good this year, but I didn't think they'd be this bad either. But it kind of, I mean.
That just goes to show you those people who make those polls early on. Because Michigan
really
State
don't know
was,
anything.
Was right up there at the start
they were
of the
number
year.
8, I think.
And, but now.
Or no, I don't think they were quite that high. But yeah, they've fallen really quick. And some people, like when you look back at it, you're like, yeah, you should have seen this one coming. They have no creativity on the offensive side. And their offensive coordinator, a lot of people are mad at him because he's terrible. And they don't have a NFL-type quarterback to cover up his mistakes. So now you kind of reap what you sow, and you're let loyal to your offensive coordinators. Sorry, D'Antonio.
And finally, 2 games into the Red Wolves season, and they are struggling.
Unbelievable. Actually, not unbelievable. Saw this one coming.
Man.
They've averaged 5 goals allowed. 4-6 loss, 4-1 loss. 6-4 loss, 4-1 loss.
Wings lost 4-6 last night.
I was looking on Google. Like, how bad are you people? I mean, Peter Mrazek can't do everything. Peter Mrazek was pulling saves out of his ass all game long.
So what is
both
next?
Games?
What's on the horizon?
Well, they open up their season tonight, their home schedule tonight, rather, and final season at the Joe with the Ottawa Senators. Should be a good show. They'll put on, like, you know, pageantry and all that, and then they'll probably lose like 6-2.
God, man, I hope not.
This is not going to be good. This is going to be ugly, unless they really find something. But I don't know what they can find. They didn't fix the defense. Can't just fix the defense midway through the season.
Time to call up Nick Jensen and Robbie Russo.
Might as well give the youth a chance.
Those are good players. I mean,
if they're waiting for Cronwell to get back from injury, that's how bad your season's going to go.
I heard from a very good source, that he may not play hockey again. And that would be a shame.
As long as his cap comes off, I could care less.
You couldn't care less.
I could not care less.
You can't say I could care less.
True. Misspoke.
You have to say I couldn't care less.
I could not care less if Nick Cronwell never plays again.
Okay. Well, so you said tonight they play?
Tonight, yep.
Tonight they host Ottawa. Man.
7:30 on Fox Sports Detroit. Should be a good one.
In the next segment, we had a effort put out to produce the huge montage. You don't know what this is. It's a surprise.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Pellerito reached out to me and said that a listener, a sweet leftover from the old show, Christy in New Jersey, came up with this idea and concept from listening to 10 Minutes with Huge. She noticed he has some various crutches and things that he utilizes regularly. And Pellerito set it to music. And I'm stoked to play it. I want to play it once now and then play it once when he's on hold when we do 10 Minutes with Huge at around 7:40, 7:45. We'll get to that on the way. Spent time with Dad and the family up north.
So you convinced your wife to go?
I did convince
my wife. How much did you have to cry?
She came around after the initial.
After you cried, yeah.
After the initial, when I complained that was BS. Didn't cry. I only cry on the radio, Julius.
Oh, that's right.
Later on in the show, I have to tell you what happened when we were shooting guns and Dad was involved.
Uh-oh.
Kind of. And tell you about a video
as
well.
Did you shoot a small child?
Nope.
You shoot a wild goat?
Stop guessing.
Oh, am I close?
No more guesses.
Shoot a wild deer.
Nope. No animals were shot. Shh. We'll come back in just a bit. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You know where to go to get the full thing. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.